Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
This is Saturday Magazine.
You are listening to Saturday Magazine with Macca and Tass, and of course, Paul and Fiona on the buttons. I didn't know Fiona did buttons, but I do now.
She's multitasking.
We're going to move right along with our continuing community cultural icon, Brendan Gayer. Oh. Good morning to you, Brendan.
Oh, good morning, and I don't know about...
CCCI.
Well, domestic.
Yes, transnational.
You didn't like that.
No.
I know you've just come back from New York, but...
Yeah, and I'm off to Bali in 2 weeks.
Well, it's hardly...
I hate to brag.
Bali's hardly global, Dale.
Well, yes, it is rather back.
Well, yeah, it's like going to Dramana Beach,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, yeah,
really?
Yeah. Really? Yeah, yeah. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. It's great to be back and briefly. And
well, it's been too long, actually.
Dramana?
Well, yeah. I've never been to...
Okay, Sorrento.
I've never been to Dramana. I don't quite know where it is. But I've never been south of Elwood.
Oh, you thought the beach finished there, didn't you?
Oh, yes. Yeah. In my life, it does.
All those mammals on their push bikes. I wonder where they're going when they go past Middle Park.
So, Brenton, talk to us. You did go to the Midwinter Ball during the week, last week.
Yeah,
how was it?
Yeah, I think it's its fifth year. I've been to all of them. It was brilliant. Again, I think it's a testament to the quality of the event that it's lasted for 5 years, because normally these things in our community fall over. Yeah, through lack of... You know, just lack of support for one, or lack of new ideas. But this one is really good. It's kept its formula as a formal sit-down three-course dinner with entertainment.
Good food, good entertainment.
Yeah, well, the food is predictable. It's very expensive food, and it's very predictable, safe food.
Yeah, okay. Beef and chicken?
The chicken or the beef, you have it or you don't. Oh, exactly, all that. Yeah, and of course the wine flows, which is the main thing.
Good wine.
And the dance floor pumps.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, good. Yeah, good, yeah, good, yeah. Good, good.
And it's all
and
over
the speeches, lots of speeches.
Oh, too many, of course.
Too many,
But you have to consider that it is their key fundraiser for the year, and there's a lot of information to get out there, and the auction part of it, and the recruitment of potential new donors and sponsors and patrons is a key part of the evening.
Any new surprises or, you know, new icing on the cake, so to speak?
Nah, none of that. But that'll come in the festival. I don't think we go to these fundraisers for new exciting surprises and icing on cake.
Terps and Tucker and have a bit of a turn on the floor.
Yeah.
Except you pay for it, Macca.
Well, you put your money where your mouth is. Yeah. And I think that will allow the surprises and the icing on the cake to come during the actual festival.
There you go. So speaking of festivals, what other festivals do we have on the horizon?
I was delighted to receive my program guide for the Melbourne International Arts Festival in the mail recently. So I've scoured that, and it's not a year of blockbusters, as some years have been, but nor is it a year that screams anything queer. But there's some brilliant things for me, and probably the listeners out there. One thing that I was thrilled to see as part of the program was the photographer Polly Borland.
Oh, yeah.
Who's a Melbourne girl.
Yeah.
And she now lives in LA, but she's bringing a body of work to Melbourne Festival this year for the first time.
Is this part of the free part of the festival? Because it is generally a very expensive festival to go to.
It's a free exhibition that runs for the duration of the festival at the Ian Potter Centre.
Okay.
At the Ian Potter NGV in Federation Square. Mm. Now, Polly Borland does deal with a lot of queer topics.
Mm.
Most notably, an exhibition that I saw of her dealing with the subject matter of grown men dressing in infantile clothing, frilly knickers and all of that. Grown men dressing...
That's pretty out there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think it's a fascinating topic.
Barristers as well?
Yes, I'd imagine there'd be a few of them. Yeah.
And a few conservative MPs,
yeah,
I'd say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's really well known for great subject matter. The her portrait of Queen Elizabeth II is brilliant.
Yes, yes.
Her portrait of Nick Cave in a stockinged hood and electric blue wig is fantastic, and that is the photo that the festival organisers have chosen to feature in the guide this year. So that is going to be a highlight of my Melbourne Festival. Another one that I'm...
And that's, of course, a freebie.
It's a free one. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes.
My criticism of the festival is that it's very expensive and out of bounds for many members of our community.
My view on that is that nothing's too expensive. It's all about priorities.
There you go.
You see, I think we all choose where we spend our money and get our joy out of spending our money. And if your joy is high-end culture, then I don't think it's expensive.
Right, there you go. That's an interesting perspective.
If you head into life expecting everything, then you're going to have some disappointments. That's how I view it.
In other words, if it's something that you really want to do, you've got to spend the whole year's savings and go and see two or three shows.
Then it's not expensive.
Because, average price of those tickets is about a couple of hundred bucks.
Yeah. And one that I really want to go and see.
I don't know about your argument.
Yeah.
I think you're being a little bit elitist there.
Yeah, well, that's me. That's why you have me here, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. To raise
in your tracky days.
Yes. Yeah. As I've said before, lucky it's not television.
Yes.
Well, another one that I'm really am going to go and see, and this one, speaking of price, is $119 for premium price.
Cheap.
Well, you can go for $39 if you're under 30. I think I can get away with that.
Yeah. And it's at night, isn't it?
It is. Yes, it's dark, and it's a rock concert. So look at me. I could. Yeah. Anyway, it is.
They think you're one of the crew.
Yeah, I could do that. Yeah. could get
it. How do you pronounce that?
Well, there's a debate around how to pronounce
this
band. No, it's the.
The.
I pronounce it the. Others say the. Or the.
Or Tay Tay.
Well, I don't know about that one.
That's the name of the Vietnamese restaurant in Vigo.
It's a band. It's not a restaurant.
That's Tay Tay.
No, there's a TT as well.
Well, this particular band is an 80s post-punk British band, sort of new wave-ish band called The, and I'll call it The for the purposes of this interview. They were big in the 80s, and I was big in the 80s. I imagine you two were as well.
It's a bit of a reprise, actually, isn't it?
Their album Soul Mining is their most famous.
I've got a picture of you being overweight, but that wasn't the case, was it?
Never. No.
No, he doesn't spend money on food.
No. All on high art, apparently.
Yes.
Yeah. So
and tracky decks.
Yes. Well,
if he's going to get in as a roadie, he's got to look like one.
Well, they're not cheap tracky decks, by the way, so I'll have the listener know. Their song "This Is the Day" was their big early 80s song, so anyone of that vintage will remember that and be aware that the band is coming to the Arts Centre during Melbourne Festival this year, and I'll be there. But they're playing two gigs there. Now, the other one that I think is going to be fascinating, it's an artist I've not heard of before, a performer named Dickie Bowe.
Great name.
And he had Shakespearean aspirations but couldn't quite get the Shakespearean thing going for himself. So he's done a show based on lip-syncing other Shakespearean actors.
How original.
It's quite interesting. I think it's fascinating.
How much is this?
This one is $49.
Oh.
So, that's
obviously a misprint.
That's they maybe missed out the two in the front.
Off the one.
Yes.
Or the two.
No, you guys are being unjustly...
unkind to the festival. I actually think it's elitist and expensive.
Okay. That's just not your gig then.
No, I love it. I love it. Like you, I do budget for it, but I actually think that for a lot of people it is out of bounds. Our kids, for example, can't go to it. Unless we buy their tickets.
The under 30s price is there on most programming. And there is a big free program too. But some is, look, that's life. Sometimes you can't do everything. I mean, we all want a helicopter, don't we?
No.
But we can't afford one. Anyway. Dickie Bow.
Brenton, we will have to agree to disagree on that one.
Dickie Bow is lip-syncing the voices of John Gielgud, John Barrymore, Kenneth Branagh, Peter O'Toole and other people in their Shakespearean roles. I think that'd be really fascinating.
So $49 to see someone mime.
Well, you can get it for free at DT's on a Saturday
night. That's right.
And badly miming.
That's right.
At the price of a beer, yeah, maybe.
Lots of lip movement going on there.
Another one I want to mention. Now, these boys are rock stars in Melbourne. Keith Courtney and Christian Wagstaff, who produced the House of Mirrors at last year's festival, are coming back with a thing called A Thousand Doors.
Oh, a thousand. I thought that was the price.
Amazing. No, this one's free. No, it's not. It's $10. I'm sorry. $10 in the forecourt of the Arts Centre.
Yeah, the House of Mirrors was outside the front of the Arts Centre in a standalone, temporary sort of facility, yes.
Temporary structure.
That was pretty interesting.
Interesting, and this one, again, will be on a similar theme, but instead of mirrors, a thousand doors for you to...
A Greek Orthodox church.
Yes, yeah.
or perhaps that bar that you frequent in Bali.
With all those shutters. Yeah, now, what is it? Potato Head.
Potato Head.
Yeah, really amazing.
Do you pronounce it Potato Head?
Oh, I don't know. Is it potato or potato? I'll go for potato.
Brenton, great to have you back in the studio. We always love getting your cultural updates. We look forward to the next one. You have been listening to Saturday Magazine.
And the program looks really good. It's only $82 for the program.
You have been listening to Saturday Magazine with Macca and Tass with our continuing community cultural icon.
International. Gaya. Transnational.
Okay, I'm sorry about the domestic faux pas.
Yes.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.